You're with SBS Radio.
You're listening to NITV Radio and I am Šárka Pechová. I'm joined by dancer and dance teacher Neville Bonney. Neville is a proud Wiradjuri man from Wagga Wagga. He's a graduate of NISDA Dance College. Neville teaches contemporary and indigenous dance, and I'm sure we'll find more during our interview. Hello, Neville, and thank you so much for joining us today on NITV Radio.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So, was I right in the intro? Do you practice other form of dance or art other than contemporary and indigenous dance?
Yes, so at NISDA Dance College, we get trained in like a variety of dance genres and kind of art career path, you know, with dance film, with filming, with yoga, with ballet, with jazz, of course, contemporary and cultural being our fundamentals, but then also verging into script writing and acting and all that as well.
And what are you up to these days?
Because of that holistic view that NISDA has, COVID allowed me to explore different venues. So I've been actually writing a script at the moment. I wrote a script with working with some scientists for Vivid. I've been working with some amazing actors with Poetry in Action and learning about poetry, which was really cool. And a lot of teaching as well with Solid Ground Carriage Works. Yeah, like it was slow there for at the start, but then once things were kind of, when the ball was rolling, like everything else jumped on. So it was great.
Wow. So you have been really busy during the lockdown. You're a graduate of NISDA Dance College. How did studying there shape your career?
So studying there was a big eye-opener for me. So I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I just knew I kind of wanted to dance. But then learning dance and culture, I started to learn about my own culture back home and then also learn every other mob around Sydney, in Queensland, Victoria, in Northern Territory, and then kind of use that to help tell our stories. And looking back now at NISDA, I wouldn't imagine my life where I am now. Like I would probably still at home, probably working a 9-to-5 job, but now I get to work where I love to do something. Like I love to create and I love to speak for, like, you know, help tell mob stories and get those across the line. Yeah, I just wouldn't imagine my life where I am now, living in the city.
And that's awesome. Was dance always the main thing for you, or did you do other forms of art and then eventually decided to start dancing?
I think it was just my love for performance. So it started off with me just dancing, and then it turned into like acting, and then it turned into behind the scenes with producing, working with Sydney Festival and producing, loving that, and then also with script writing, and then singing even coming out. So like, and teaching, also loving teaching. So it's just all these different avenues that I started off with dancing, and then it just branched out into this big world of arts where it's making art, painting, acting. Yeah, it's just been a whole big curveball for me in my life.
Which way is your favorite?
At this moment in time, I would say it's script writing at the moment. I love creating something from nothing and kind of putting that on paper and then on stage and watching that journey. At this very moment, I'd say it would be that, followed by acting, I guess.
And yet you started to train at the dance college. I love how this journey takes shape.
Yeah, so I kind of incorporated like dancing within my acting skills and my performance skills on stage. So my dance training has able to, I guess, because in our culture, dancing is a big part of it. It's about of like dancing a story and also telling that story. Like we're all storytellers. And at the end of the day, dancers need to be good actors and, you know, and good actors need to move as well. So combining all those on stage, like, and creating physical theatre is what I really love enjoying. So that would be my favourite genre, would be physical theatre.
How was studying at the dance college?
I guess just like every other college, it kind of has its ups and downs, you know, because like you go in there, you're discovering your true self, like your inner self, and your everything that you do, that your assignments, it's you're putting your story and your kind of creativity out there. And so, but it's in a very, but NISDA is a very safe place where you can do all that stuff, and then you can make those mistakes culturally, or you make those mistakes creatively, and you kind of build your voice and build your sense of yourself. And that's very unlike any other college and other dance institutions that I've heard of and friends that I've seen go through, because NAIDS has this fundamental cultural value that underpins all of the study there. And so therefore it has this holistic view of an artist.
So it wasn't like we see in all these, like, you know, dance films, like strict teachers, early morning starts.
Oh yeah, like that's definitely part of it. From like eight o'clock in the morning to like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, dancing 8 to 5, yoga every morning, physical strength building. But they're all there to support and help you. And at the end of the day, we become like, even the NAISDA graduates now, we all become like a family. And so NAISDA graduates who passed years ago, I still talk to them and still get advice from them. And, you know, I dance with them. And then I still go back to NAISDA now and give what I know back and try to teach the young ones coming through. And so there's this kind of family orientated built, which I think comes from culturally. Yeah, so it's a really nice place to like study there. And, you know, I have lifelong friends now because of it.
This year, the auditions are online. How do you think it will be for dancers? Do you think it's going to be harder or maybe easier?
I think now, because of the, the world we live in now, I think it might be easier for some people, you know, to get on. It might be less daunting to film something and look at it and go, no, that wasn't quite right, and film it again. You know, have so many tries at it and learning the choreo online as well. So I think young people today, they will adapt to it. And as we've seen with COVID, with this lockdown, with Zoom meetings, all that, I think it's just another way to add on to it as well, that kind of skill to be able to film yourself dancing and put it online, I guess.
Do you remember your own audition?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Like, it feels like it was yesterday, really, but it was like 7 years ago, which is crazy. 6 years ago. And like some of the friends that I made from the auditions, even, who may have not got in or chose a different path, I still talk to them. They still hit me up sometimes. And then going through NAISDA, even people who kind of lost their way and, or they kind of discovered that that's not their path of dancing, they go in a different way, I still talk to them and they still talk to me. So yeah, it's just that whole family vibe. As soon as you meet, you kind of have this common ground of being Aboriginal together or being Torres Strait Islander together, and then having that same commonality and coming together and building that trust and family and then surviving all these years.
What would be your advice for young dancers who are preparing and maybe thinking about this audition?
Yeah, I'd say give it a go. Like, if you, just give it a go, I guess. That would be my advice, because I started late in dancing. I didn't know I wanted to do dancing, but now I can't imagine my life without it. And it could be the same, or it could direct you somewhere else where you didn't think was even possible, whether it's down learning cultural way, like learning cultural knowledge from every mob everywhere. And you might go down a cultural teaching road, you might go down teaching, you might go down acting. And it's a great way to keep fit. So, you know, if you're interested in just a little bit, I say just audition. NAISDA's not looking for like someone who's perfect straight away. You know, they want someone who's just dedicated and who's just dedicated, fueled, and just, you know, just wants to be there and to learn. You know, they're looking for potential rather than perfection.
And out of interest, how old were you when you started dancing?
When I started dancing, I guess I started when I was 16, and that was when I just did ballroom dancing, and then I kind of went out of it for a while. And then when I graduated high school, I was like, I don't really want to do dancing anymore. I started doing something else, and then something just kept pushing me back to dancing. And then one day I was like, actually, I had a friend of mine just sending me these emails, say, audition for NAISDA every year, and I was like, no. And then one year I was like, yeah, sure. When I was 23, I think I was, when I auditioned for NAISDA, and I wish I did it sooner. I wish, you know, but it's never too late in that sense as well.
That's actually really encouraging, because dancing and dance schools are seen as they are for someone who starts early, very early in life. So it's great to hear that you got into it a bit later, and yet you're still successful, still doing it. It was possible.
Yeah, it made me think differently when I was at NAISDA and what I really wanted. And then kind of when now that I'm older, I got to just a different experience that I went through. So some of the young people who came from, you know, straight out of high school and straight there, or like, you know, some of them were even 17 and they came to NAISDA, and I had that kind of big brother role that throughout NAISDA, and kind of helped them out that way. And I learned from them as well as they learned from me as well. So.
And Neville, what is happening for you now in your career, in your work life?
I did a few auditions online for some, you know, some plays and some TV ads and stuff like that. But then also hoping to get my own writing up and running, hopefully to be able to go out and work, you know, producing work, and then also just creating my own work is what I really wanted.
Well, good luck with that. And thank you so much for joining us on NITV Radio.
No, thank you for having me again.
That was a dancer and a dance teacher, Neville Bonney, a proud Verger man and a graduate of Gneisda College.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.